Good morning, 713. Brack Hunter.
What's up?
You jerk. You big dumb jerk. let's see here. Today we got a high of 90. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Humid. Chance for some rain tonight. Cloudy. More chance for rain. Low of 70. Thursday, sunny. Humid. 30% chance of rain. High of 90. Friday, more rain. High of 80. Great weather.
It's definitely thick out.
Thick. Soupy.
Yeah.
Could, thick and moist.
Could swim through the air, man.
So moist outside. Anyway, right now, I don't know, it's like 70 or something. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Your thick and moist morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. A former NASA expert, Greg Leonard, crunched the numbers and says that there is a 100% chance of an asteroid smashing into the Earth. Supposedly. Wait. Eventually. Of course, there is a possibility that this impact will cause a mass extinction, and Greg wants people on Earth to figure out a way to protect ourselves if, actually, when this happens. But nobody's really jumping on this and taking action because astronomers haven't seen anything to suggest an asteroid is on path to wipe us out, at least not for several hundred years.
Who's Greg? What's his status?
Greg Leonard is a former NASA expert.
Oh.
So he knows what he's talking about, man.
So we're going to get hit by an asteroid.
Here's the thing, is I wouldn't mind getting hit by an asteroid because you know why? Everyone's dying. And that's the worst part about dying. Jeez. Is that you're missing out on everything. Like, if I don't get to be here, nobody gets to be here.
Yeah.
So if an asteroid hits, okay, we're all toast. Boom. Uh-huh. Bingo, bango, bongo. I'm not going to feel as bad because everyone's
bro.
Dying.
Toast.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, like, is there any way to protect yourself? Because asteroid hits, if you're not killed in the impact, then you're killed by the massive tsunami. And then you're killed by the crazy weather we're going to have because there's mm-hmm. ash. What is that? What is that? It's not nuclear fallout. What is that called? You know what I'm talking
with
about?
All the, yeah, with the, you know, the aftermath. Of,
yeah, like all that. You got ash mm-hmm. in the sky, and there's no sun, and all this stuff. Like
basically, just suffocate, kills all the plants.
Like how long would you have to stay underground for that? If you had like an underground bunker,
a long time.
What's that movie Blast from the Past? Remember that with Brendan Fraser? Oh, it's good. You've never seen that one? His dad builds a bomb shelter because he grows up in the 50s when there's the whole Cuban Missile Crisis,
okay.
right? And so his dad builds a bomb shelter where there's a false alarm. I think Christopher Walken's his dad. Anyway, they go into the bomb shelter mistakenly, gets locked in. It doesn't open for, like, I don't know how many years, 25 years or
wow.
something?
Wow.
Then he goes back out, and it's the 90s all of a sudden or something like that, and mm-hmm. everything's crazy and yada, yada, yada.
Huh.
But it's pretty great because here he is this, like, golly gee, Willikers, like, you know, kind of guy in the 90s. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Wow.
It's great.
I had to check that one out.
Is that Alicia Silverstone in that? I don't know.
It's scary, though, man.
Yeah.
How do you, an asteroid's massive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you bomb it?
I don't think so. Didn't we talk about this?
I think so.
I would just ride it.
He'd ride it.
I'd straddle it and ride it.
No, I think we get Mark McGuire with a massive bat and just crank that thing back out
into
space.
No, you Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Give me my big bat. Yeah, I'm going to knock this back into orbit. Yeah.
An asteroid grand slam coming up.
Here it comes. That asteroid's got nothing on me. You see him flexing on that bat. Here we go. Trying to throw a curveball on the Macho Man now.
Someone's going out of the universe.
Out of the universe, yeah. I'm going to put another crater in that moon. Yeah,
yeah, we're dead.
Yeah, we're dead. No. Anyway, there you go. So watch out for asteroids. Lastly, according to a study from Boise State University, 60% of women surveyed said they have had some level of attraction to other women. 45% of women surveyed said they've had kissed another woman. And 50% said they had fantasized about another woman.
That's not really a big surprise to me.
No.
Women are beautiful. Beautiful creatures.
Hot.
You know?
I think all of them. I think everyone appreciates a good-looking broad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do. I know Kiki does.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes she tries to trap me, too. Because, like, the other day, she was showing me this Instagram model she follows, which, first of all, I'm like, what are you following her for? What good does she do other than
right,
be hot?
Right.
She's like, look at this girl's ass. And I'm like, I feel like this is a trap.
It's a trap.
I feel like this is a trap.
She doesn't need to be going down that route anyway.
Yeah.
You know, don't idolize people like that.
But ladies, don't feel bad if you want to make out with another hot chick, because all of us are on board with it.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it?
That's all you need.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 101.